Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Battle for Bihar Assembly election heats up after Chhath festivities. NDA and Mahagathbandhan heavyweights hold back-to-back rallies. Cyclonic storm Montha weakens into a deep depression over coastal Andhra Pradesh and it joining Telangana. President Draupadi Murmu takes a sortie in Rafael fighter jet in Ambala. India and Japan agree to keep using existing channels to resolve border matters and maintain stability. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya to deliver Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture in New Delhi this evening. Israel launches airstrikes on Gaza, killing 33 Palestinians, blames Hamas for hostage deal breach. Hamas denies the allegation. And in cricket, Australia win the toss and elect to field against India in the first T20 international in Canberra. And now the news in detail. Election campaigning for the Bihar Assembly election has heated after the Chhath break. NDA and Mahagathbandhan constituent parties are levelling charges against each other and making every possible effort to woo the voters. Taking a dig at Mahagathbandhan's manifesto released yesterday, BJP leader and Union Minister Annapurna Devi in Patna said, "People of Bihar have already seen the work of the Mahagathbandhan in the past and will not be misled again."
The people of Bihar have decided that the NDA government, which is concerned about the safety of the common people and their mothers and sisters, will definitely continue to vote for the NDA. Women have been voting for the NDA for a long time. We are safe because women have a sense of security in their hearts. The trust of Bihar's people lies with Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar.
NDA hai to hum surakshit hai.
On the other hand, Mahagathbandhan chief ministerial candidate and RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav said the announcements made in the manifesto are pledges.
The announcements we made yesterday are our pledge. We will fulfill it together. And we have also made some major announcements. We will also work to implement the OPS old pension scheme, especially for journalists. Division-wise press clubs will be established. And after that, we will work to build journalist hostels.
Today, several prominent leaders and star campaigners are scheduled to hold public rallies across the state. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah, while addressing an election rally in Alipur in Darbhanga, said the NDA government has earned global recognition for Madhubani painting by promoting it at different international forums.
The NDA government has earned global recognition for Madhubani painting by promoting it at different international forums. Due to the policy of zero tolerance against terrorism, the country has given a strong response to this menace under the strong leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
Operation Sindoor Karkar Pakistan ke ghar mein ghus kar sakta.
The Union Home Minister will also hold rallies in Samastipur and Begusarai today. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed a public meeting in Hayaghat in Darbhanga. He said Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD and Congress are promising good governance, but no one believes them.
The Mahagathbandhan parties, Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD and Congress, are promising good governance, but no one believes them. The entire family of Lalu Prasad Yadav is implicated by corruption cases, and because of corruption during the RJD's tenure, Bihar's image has been tarnished.
Mr. Singh will also be in Patna today. Chief ministers from several BJP-ruled states will also be addressing rallies in different regions of Bihar. More from a correspondent.
Addressing a public meeting in Raghunathpur in Siwan district, senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, said that the tenure of the Rashtriya Janata Dal and the Congress had taken Bihar backward. He added that if the NDA comes to power, Bihar will become a developed state with improved law and order. He will also address rallies today in Bhojpur and Buxar districts. Meanwhile, addressing a rally in Sarai Ranjan in Samastipur, RJD leader and Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav said that he would fulfill his promise of providing government job to one member of every family. Mr. Yadav alleges that the NDA government has no vision for the state. Several NDA leaders will continue to address multiple election rallies today. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
AIMIM Chief Asaduddin Uvaisi, while addressing a public rally in Bahadurganj in Kishanganj, said that his party has a roadmap for the development of the Simanchal region. Uvaisi stated that if his party gets the opportunity to represent this area, it will work to find a solution to the problem of floods. Cyclone Montha, which made a landfall between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam in the south of Kakinada and close to Narsapur around midnight on the previous day, has now weakened into a deep depression. The IMD has said it now lay centered over coastal Andhra Pradesh and adjoining Telangana about 50 kilometers south-southeast of Bhadrachalam and is likely to weaken into a depression during next 6 hours. The Andhra Pradesh government is taking all necessary measures to restore normal life in the cyclone-affected regions. A report.
Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu is conducting an aerial survey by helicopter to assess the areas affected by Cyclone Montha. His visit covers the districts of Bapatla, Palnadu, Krishna, Konasima and Elur. Earlier, Mr. Naidu reviewed the situation through a teleconference. He directed ministers and senior officials to visit the flood-affected areas. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing. The disaster response police, revenue, fire and medical teams are working together. Teams are clearing uprooted trees and fallen electric poles. Efforts are being made to restore power and traffic movement. The government is supplying food, drinking water and other essentials to the affected people. Road, rail and air services have resumed. People have been advised not to cross water streams, stay away from damaged buildings and keep off electric poles and wires. Allu Murli, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
In Telangana, several districts are receiving rainfall for the second consecutive day today. The authorities have issued red alert to Warangal, Hanumakonda and Jangaon districts as very heavy rainfall is likely to occur at many places, while they issued orange alert to 12 districts till tomorrow. The state government has declared a holiday for all schools in the affected districts. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu undertook a sortie in a Rafale fighter jet from the Air Force Station Ambala in Haryana today. The sortie was approximately of 25 minutes. The president was accorded a ceremonial guard of honour after she arrived at the Air Force Station this morning. Earlier, the president was welcomed by Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh, Haryana Cabinet Minister Anil Vij, Ambala Deputy Commissioner Ajay Singh Tomar and other officials. India and China have agreed to continue using existing mechanisms to resolve any ground issues along the border to maintain stability. This decision was taken in the 23rd round of India-China Corps Commander-level meeting, which was held at Chushul-Moldo border meeting point on the 25th of this month. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs has said during the meeting, the two sides shared the view that peace and tranquility has been maintained in their border areas. As per the ministry, the talks were held in a friendly and cordial atmosphere. It said nations noted the progress since the 22nd round of Corps Commander level meeting held in October last year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today had a telephonic conversation with his Japanese counterpart, Sanae Takaichi. Mr. Modi congratulated her on assuming office and discussed the shared vision for advancing the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership with focus on economic security, defence cooperation and talent mobility. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said both agreed that stronger India-Japan ties are vital for global peace, stability and prosperity. Prime Minister Modi will attend the India Maritime Week 2025 in Mumbai today. More than 85 countries and 1 lakh delegates and over 500 exhibitors are participating in the India Maritime Week. The Prime Minister will also chair the Global Maritime CEO Forum this evening. The 5-day India Maritime Week 2025 that began on Monday witnessed deliberations by policymakers, thought leaders and maritime experts across port infrastructure, green energy and defence shipbuilding. Foreign Affairs Minister of Cyprus, Konstantinos Kombos, arrived in New Delhi this morning on a three-day visit to India. Mr. Kombos will visit Gandhi Smriti this evening and will pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. He is scheduled to meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar tomorrow afternoon. Mr. Kombos will deliver the 55th Sapru House Lecture organized by the Indian Council of World Affairs tomorrow evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the 12th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus, ADMM Plus, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, on the 1st of November. Mr. Singh will address the forum on reflection on 15 years of ADMM Plus and charting the way forward. During his two-day visit, the Defence Minister is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with his counterparts from the participating ADMM Plus nations, as well as the senior leadership from Malaysia. The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on the 22nd of December as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next-gen GST reforms are boosting the economy of Madhya Pradesh.
The new GST reforms have provided relief to Madhya Pradesh farmers, artisans and businesses. By cutting tax rates across key sectors, these reforms have made products cheaper for consumers and improved margins for manufacturers. State Snacks Hub in Indore sees major benefits as GST on namkeen has been reduced from 12% to 5%. Similarly, farm equipment and agro machinery such as tractors and pumps now attract just 5% GST, making them cheaper and more accessible to the state's farmers. Meanwhile, the GST on footwear priced up to 2,500 rupees has been reduced from 18% to 5%, strengthening the industrial units of Indore and Gwalior. The GST reforms have enhanced affordability, boosted local production chains and supported the economic growth of Madhya Pradesh. With Summer's report, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
At least 33 Palestinians have been killed in a series of Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz accused Hamas of attacking Israeli soldiers in Gaza and breaching the terms on returning the bodies of deceased hostages. Hamas has denied the allegation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu instructed the military to carry out what his office called immediate powerful strikes in the Gaza Strip. A U.S. official said Washington was notified of the decision to carry out strikes in Gaza. Israeli officials accused Hamas of attacking troops near the Rafah area with rocket-propelled grenade and sniper fire. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi will find a solution for issues regarding trade barriers in the textile industry. In his address at the felicitation event at Tirupur today, he also said that Union Minister Piyush Goyal had apprised him about the ongoing negotiations between U.S. and India regarding trade tariff in the industry. The Vice President said the world is looking towards Prime Minister Narendra Modi even during difficult times for amicable solutions or negotiations. And in sports, in cricket, India were 36 for 1 in 4.1 overs in the first T20 international of the five-match series against Australia in Canberra when reports last came in. Hosts Australia have won the toss and opted to field. In squash, India's Anahat Singh stormed into the semi-finals of the Canadian Women's Open 2025. Anahat defeated world number 7, Tini Gillis of Belgium 3-0 in straight games in the women's singles quarter-final in Toronto yesterday. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Battle for Bihar Assembly election heats up after Chhat festivities. NDA and Mahagathbandhan heavyweights hold back-to-back rallies. Cyclonic storm Mantha weakens into a deep depression over coastal Andhra Pradesh and adjoining Telangana. President Draupadi Murmu takes a sortie in Rafale fighter jet in Ambala. India and China agree to keep using existing channels to resolve border matters and maintain stability. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya to deliver Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture in New Delhi this evening. Israel launches airstrikes on Gaza, killing 33 Palestinians. Blames Hamas for hostage deal breach. Hamas denies the allegation. And in cricket, Australia win the toss and elect to field against India in the first T20 international in Canberra. And with that, we end the midday news.